Proclamation number 3207 of 30th of July, 1944. Earthly tribulation measured against suffering in the hereafter. The greatest earthly tribulation is small compared to the torments of an unredeemed soul in the beyond. And if the human being can avert the suffering in the beyond through those, he should patiently take it all upon himself while he is still on earth. And therefore God sends him tribulation and suffering on earth so that the soul will mature from it and leave earthly life in a degree of development which will earn it beatitude in the spiritual kingdom and spare it the suffering state which is the fate of imperfect souls. It is only a short period of time where suffering is imposed on the human being compared to eternity. So the often infinitely long time a soul has to spend in the agonizing state in the beyond until it is redeemed. And yet, this short time on earth can completely purify the soul, and this brings about the suffering and affliction, which is why people should still be grateful to God and regard it as a proof of God's love. And people should always bear this in mind in the coming time, that God only sends upon them what is necessary for their soul's salvation and that He never imposes suffering on them for no purpose or reason. Everything that happens is ordered by His wisdom and serves the human being's perfection. And if the tribulation is unusually great, then it is also necessary because humanity has sunk unusually low, because it has completely turned away from God and can only be won through great suffering. The freer and purer the human being can be at the end of his earthly career if he humbly accepts every suffering and only endeavors to draw spiritual advantage from it. And then he will be compensated for it, he will be able to enter the kingdom of light and all adversity will come to an end. And the human being looks back with gratitude on his earthly life which, although it seemed difficult to him, nevertheless brought him the highest success. The maturity of soul, which is the purpose of earthly life. The human being will need much strength for the coming time, and he can request this at any time in prayer, and it will truly not go unheard. And then he will also be able to endure the difficult, suffering and affliction will not affect him so, although he cannot be spared it. And the more humbly he accepts everything from the Father's hand, the faster the adversity will leave him, or the more insensitive he will be when, for the sake of his fellow human beings, suffering cannot yet be taken away from him. But he knows that there is a helper who stands by him in all adversity if he calls upon God's help in prayer. And this comforting confidence, the firm faith in God's love, wisdom and omnipotence allows him to overcome even the most difficult things. He matures and does not live his earthly life unsuccessfully. He paves his way into eternity, into the life beyond, which is now granted to him in bliss, which does not mean a tormenting state for him but a life in fullest freedom, without suffering and pain, because he no longer needs such. Amen.